And welcome back to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for November 1998. Before we get into that scary Halloween type of guy, otherwise known as Phil Wayne, let's check out our CPC test calendar. First of all, we have a DX test coming up on November the 2nd, which is KLER in Idaho. That frequency is 1300, and they'll be testing from 0300 to 0315. And that, of course, is Eastern Standard Time. Then on November the 9th, we have KHTK in California on 1140. They'll be testing from 1300 to 1800. Then we have a nice DX test, which is being arranged by one of our own members, Mr. Dave Marthouse, who is a DX Audio Service member and just happens to own a radio station. Dave, thank you very much for doing this test. WODI in Brookneal, Virginia will be testing on November the 16th, and they're on a frequency of 1230 kilohertz, and they'll be testing from 0200 until, and I have just a bunch of question marks, so perhaps Dave's going to arrange a nice long test, which would be a real good catch for anyone to get on one of those local channels. Radio station KLOE, 730 on the dial, in Goodland, Kansas, is going to be conducting a DX test with Morse code IDs, march music, and polkas from 0500 till 0700 Eastern Time on November the 16th. They will utilize their daytime authorization of 1,000 watts, non-directional. Reports may be sent to Mr. Curtis D. Duncan, Program Director, and this test was arranged by Bill Hale for the National Radio Club. And in case you need the address, it's KLOE, Post Office Box 569, Goodland, Kansas, 67735-0569. Then KEZY 660 has been rescheduled for a DX test on Monday, November the 30th. The same details as before. The test scheduled for 10:19 did not go off due to the engineer getting the date mixed up. And he talked with Mr. Gross, who's the chief engineer, and he promised to make up for his boo-boo by hitting the daytime pattern for about 5 minutes. Okay, this will shoot about 26,000 watts ERP at 198 degrees for those of you in the South Seas who need North Dakota. Otherwise, the night pattern of 27,000 watts ERP at 18 degrees will be used. That's KEZY 660. Then we have KQTY in Texas on 1490, another graveyard channel. And they will be conducting a DX test on November the 23rd and the 30th from 0159 until 0559 Eastern Standard Time. And then finally we have KNZZ 1100 in Grand Junction, Colorado. And they will conduct a DX test with voice and code IDs from 0200 to 0400 Eastern Time on Monday, November the 30th. They will be using 50,000 watts non-directional. That's right, 50K non-directional. Reports can be sent to Mr. Dwayne Morgan, Chief Engineer, KNZZ, 1360 East Sherwood Drive in Grand Junction, Colorado, 81501-7546. And these tests were arranged for the CPC by Mr. Bill Hale. Thank you very much, Bill. Now let's get our dose of air check for the month.
This portion of Market Scope is brought to you by radio. Without your radio, you couldn't make an air check.
Okay, thank you, Doc. Wish I had a set of pipes like yours. Well, hello, DXers. Phil Wayne here for Market Scope, the radio voyeur's greatest audio adventure as we look at distant radio markets across the fruited plain. Now, last month, I mentioned we would join Mark Erdman on a wild ride through the South. Then after I sobered up, I realized we had some more Illinois stuff from Mark Marino. And therefore, to be somewhat consistent, we'll get to Mark Erdman in the near future. Sorry, Mark. So now we join Mark Marino for Southern Illinois Radio Part 2.
Hey, Phil, guess where I'm at? I'm cruising on the train in Southern Illinois. This time, we're going to cruise the Southern Illinois radio dial. I'm here to give you the latest dibs on all the stations you can hear in this area on AM and FM, everywhere between Mount Vernon and Cairo. So let's get started. One of the newest stations in the area They've even got nighttime power now as a station called W3D on 810. Sometimes it simulcasts with WFRX out of West Frankfort, but most of the time, they're Southern Illinois' outlet for one-on-one sports.
Your news, sports, and information source, WDDD, Johnston City, and WFRX, West Frankfort.
USA Radio Network News.
Good afternoon, Southern Illinois Radio Network News. At midday, I'm Bruce A. Faisal, along with Steve Sine. We have news, the hospital reports, business notes, and a check on national and Southern Illinois sports. Let's go to Storm Kennedy in the Weather Center first for our forecast.
Hi, Tucker County Weather Forecast here for Marion and Carbondale, for Benton, and for all of Southern Illinois.
If we keep on tuning, we'd hear 940 WMIX, 960 KZIM, and 980 KSGM. But in Southern Illinois, the big news and talk outlet is a simulcast. 1340 WJPF from Heron has linked up with 1020 WCIL from Carbondale. They're mostly talk, but in the morning, they have a really fine all-news format.
The News Radio WJPF Morning News One.
Local news with Clark Lance and Matthew Norton.
Local weather with Jim Rason.
Local sports with Mike Reese.
The city of Marion is expected to buy the last piece of land this week needed for the new Civic Center.
Democrat Penny Severns is hospitalized for shortness of breath.
Lots of clouds going to stay around with us again today. We may see a little more sunshine this afternoon. One of the big problems, though, still very windy out of the northwest.
SIU baseball opens its season tomorrow in Las Vegas.
Wake up to what's happening.
The News Radio WJPF Morning News One.
You can depend on it.
WJPF News Time 725. I'm Clark Lance on the WJPF Morning News Watch. On the live line with me this morning is Kathy Jensen. Kathy's a member of the Southern Illinois Lyme Disease Support Group. We are just about into the full swing of things in spring, and that means tick season. And as tick season approaches, they're getting the word out on how people can best protect themselves from the disease. We welcome Kathy to the program. Kathy, how can such a small tick wreak such havoc on a person's body?
Oh, that's really amazing.
It's NBC Radio's First Light, Monday through Friday mornings at 5:05 with me, Dirk Van, on WJPF News Talk 1340, Heron.
From the News Radio WJPF 24-Hour News Center, here's the very latest.
65 degrees at 7:36. A trial may never happen for the three people accused of leaving four Marion children home alone when they died in a fire. I'm Clark Lance.
And I'm Matthew Norton, News Radio WJPF. Another effort to put a homeless shelter in Marion.
There may not ever be a trial for the three people who went out drinking the night four Marion children died alone in a house fire.
I really think it would be in our best interest to call System Solution Technologies at 549-8430. Okay, now print. Oh, for crying out loud.
The call letters that spell News Talk Radio for Southern Illinois.
News Radio.
WJPF.
A rainy forecast this morning from News 3. Meteorologist Jim Racer, your WJPF Doppler radar forecast calls for showers this morning. Maybe some thunderstorms, too, though the likelihood of that is lessening as we go through the morning. We'll see a morning high around 75 and then afternoon temperatures in the 60s. Clearing skies tonight, low 44, then tomorrow partly cloudy and a high of 63. Right now, your News Radio WJPF Doppler radar forecast is guaranteed on the tens during the morning news watch. WJPF News Time 741. Coming up on the Morning News Watch at 745, Mike Reese is in with WJPF Sports at 751. It's the Osgood File. 8 o'clock brings CBS News back around. And at 826, we'll be talking to Pete Childers about Operation Pride. That's the project where 85 miles of Southern Illinois highways were cleaned up by inmates at an area prison. We'll tell you about that coming up at 826. Right now, it's time for Dan Rather's report.
Dan Rather reporting news, commentary, and analysis sponsored by Days Inn and CNA.
For over 20 years, Southern Illinois' Southern Gospel Choice is 1150 WGGH.
the Sevilles. You've got to have the 1-2 on AM 1150, the Southern Gospel Choice. Currently 58 with lots of rain falling in Marion. Music now by the Cathedrals. And this highlights Ernie Haas. Oh, what a savior. That's called The Thought of You by the Encouragers. Before that, Ernie Haas, of course, and the Cathedrals. Oh, what a savior. Keep it right here for more of your favorites. On the way, we still have a few of your favorites coming up. Brian Free and Assurance, the Greens, Ivan Parker, and here are the Magruders.
Early this year, the station on 1300 began programming the Music of Your Life format.
More music, more news, more weather. It's what you asked for, the Music of Your Life, right here on WFRX, AM 1300. Two sounds in modern music from two different generations, really. September Morn by Neil Diamond, followed by Harry Belafonte and Scarlet Ribbons, the Music of Your Life. Harry Belafonte, at one time, was comparing Neil Diamond to Shakespeare, believe it or not.
I don't mean to stretch the point or to make the equation. It might be a little unfair to both Neil Diamond and to Shakespeare, but I wish Shakespeare were alive, because there are a lot of things I don't understand. I'd like to ask him, what did he really mean, because we spent so much time trying to interpret it. But with a Neil Diamond, I find several things embodied in him. First of all, he's a performer, and a good performer. He has a keen sense of theater, because I've seen him in his concerts, the lighting, the care, the pacing. And he imparts a humanity to his audience that I respect. So I'm always watching for what he does and for what he will write next. I don't care if it's the biggest hit in the world. If I like it, I'll sing it. I'll just be the second best.
A quick note about 1340 WJPF. When the Cardinals are on, 1020 continues with the talk format, and 1340 WJPF broadcasts the Cardinals. Still another St. Louis baseball Cardinals outlet is 1420 from Murfreesboro, WINI. And these days, they're really glad to have a night license. With their night license, they serve the area real well.
Your number is 457-5421. Thank you. Has those microfish readers for sale, 457-5421. Good morning. This is Trading Post. Go ahead.
Yes, I have an Emerson TV. It's colored with remote, and it's about a year and a half old.
Fender Strat Pack, just $3.45 at City Music, downtown Murfreesboro. Everything for the musician, from sheet music to accessories, pianos to lessons, pre-owned instruments, and $3.99 cassettes and $5.99 CDs in the new classic collection of masterpiece composers, the finest orchestras, the classic collection, just $3.99 for cassettes, $5.99 CDs. City Music is the place for the best in service, too. And Fender Strat Pack, just $3.45 at City Music, downtown Murfreesboro, open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 6.
Good morning. Thanks for being patient. You're on Trading Post. Go ahead.
Oh, hey, Nancy.
Hello there.
I got a whole box of candles and candle holders I want to get rid of.
You're listening to News Talk Radio, AM 1420, WINI, Murfreesboro, Carbondale.
After five people were killed in a shooting spree at a Jonesboro, Arkansas middle school, a community memorial service is to be held tonight.
Finally, at 1580 is WDQN. One of our stops here on the Amtrak number 392. But their AM doesn't come in that well, so we're going to listen to them on the FM side.
Here's another all-new morning show minute with Dave Jewell.
Yeah, I got a lot of questions about the music you hear on the all-new morning show. Dave, what's the deal with the classic country cut? Why do you play so much Sean Colvin? And what happens when a CD skips? Well, here goes. Nobody plays the old country songs on the radio anymore. But nobody isn't me. The classic country cut is one of the two favorite segments of this program. The other, of course, is when I sign off. Sean Colvin, She Lived in Carbondale, the Grammys love her, and I do too. Sorry, guys, she's married, but not to me. Finally, when a CD skips on the program, I, of course, wake up from one of my frequent catnaps, slap the disc player three times, and scream until it stops skipping. Well, I hope I helped you understand why I do what I do. After all, it's only a radio show.
Hear why it's called The Difference in the Morning. The all-new morning show, weekdays on WDQN, AM and FM, Duke One.
From the World Series to the Super Bowl, the Stanley Cup to the Triple Crown, ABC Radio Sports is there. The world of sports is ever-changing, and nobody knows this better than ABC Sports, who plays correspondents around the globe to bring you up-to-the-second details on major sporting events. Listen for ABC Radio Sports updates daily and Bob Page's Speaking of Sports commentaries weekday mornings. ABC Radio Sports on WDQN, DuQuoin.
56 degrees in DuQuoin, it's 10:55. Yes, it's birthday club time on WDQN. Time for us to check the birthday calendar to see who's celebrating a birthday today on this Tuesday, the last day of March. It's the 31st. And checking our birthday calendar, those with birthdays today on this 31st of March, Trenton Kern, Donna Wright, Elsha Gossman, and Debbie Swinney. And as always, we have a birthday present for someone. Our winner today is Donna Wright. And you can stop by WDQN any day from 8 to 5 to pick up a coupon redeemable for a free 2-liter bottle of a Pepsi product, courtesy of Pepsi Cola and WDQN Radio. Our birthday music is from a group that formed back in the 70s called The Outlaws. Remember these guys? Of course, the two leads, Waylon Jennings and Willie Nelson, along with Jesse Coulter and Tom Paul Glazer. This song is called Honky Tonk Heroes on the Birthday Club.
Low down, leaving son, done did everything that needs done.
Our cruise of Southern Illinois on the train is coming to a close. And so is our cruise of the Southern Illinois radio dial. For the DX Audio Service, I'm Mark Marino. Until next time, bye for now.
Thanks, Mark. Nice to know you're well-trained at air checking. This is Phil, and I have to make tracks. You can't tie us up too long, because Fred the engineer is giving me the signal, and I'm afraid I've got to go. So before we get sidetracked, here's Musings from Members.
The DX Audio Service Musings from Members.
This is Tim Hendel in Huntsville. As of the end of September, I have a new X-band station, WQSN. 1660 on the dial identifies as Kalamazoo. I assume that's Michigan, parallel with 1470, format one-on-one sports. Right now it's the strongest station on the X-band here in Alabama, so I wonder if maybe they're testing running their 10,000-watt transmitter even at night. Heard them for the first time only about 2 days ago.
Hey, DXers, this is TJ the DJ from Sycamore, Illinois, on October 3rd, 1998. Hey, Fred, you played a jingle that I really got off on to the fullest extent, the WGH in Old Virginia. What part of Virginia does that station serve? That jingle was also reworked for WVON out of Chicago and KISN in Portland, Oregon. If anyone has that jingle package, could you send it to me? I'm a jingle junkie, and I always will be one. I've tried to get clean, but I can't. The address here is 248 Mertz Drive, M-A-E-R-T-Z, Sycamore, Illinois, 60178. Telephone is area code 815-895-6508. Thank you, and keep DXing.
This is Paul Burkhart from Watertown, Massachusetts, on Monday, October the 5th, at just about 10 o'clock in the evening. I have a question. I was turning around a super radio, and I turned across 1690, and I was hearing the station that was broadcasting Monday Night Football. I could not get the ID of that station. I was wondering where that station is. Could it be WTDY in Wisconsin, or could it be WMDM in West Lexington Park, Maryland? I'm not really sure about that. And so that is my question. I hope somebody might be able to help me here across the audio service. Thank you so much.
Hi, fellow DXers and Fred. This is Jonathan Milam from Lexington, North Carolina. I was calling in regards to an FM transmitter or an AM transmitter. I was wondering how I could obtain one of those. If anyone has information, just let me know. Thank you. Goodbye.
Hello, DX Audio listeners. Bob Rathbun from Lowell, Massachusetts. We have a new radio station in Lowell, 1570 on the dial, WKNM. And it is pathetically weak. It's difficult to get it even in Lowell. But there it is. It speaks Portuguese 24 hours a day.
Greetings, audio service members. Marty Rimpaugh here, and today is October 9th. We have a new Radio Disney affiliate in Southern California. The station that used to be KMRZ at 1290 is now KKDZ, and it is a Radio Disney affiliate. I discovered this last night.
This is Paul Burkhart from Watertown, Massachusetts. I am looking for a used Panasonic RF2200 AM/FM shortwave receiver. If anybody has anyone that they would like to sell to me, please get a hold of me at 617-924-7197, and we'll deal with the pricing situation. So it is a RF2200 that I am looking for at this time. Thank you.
Greetings, audio service members. This is Marty Rimpaugh here, and it's the 13th of October. And as you are probably well aware by now, Art Bell suddenly resigned from his talk show. I called the credit card order line, and they are not selling that last program as they usually do. And so my appeal to any members of the audio service is that if anybody recorded the last hour of the program that was from earlier this morning, October 13th, 1998, where Art Bell bid his farewell, I called the credit card line, and they are not selling that particular program. So if anybody from the audio service happened to have recorded that show or knows where I could at least get a copy of that last hour, I'd like to have it just as a collectible, because I'm an air check collector. I'm sure there's other people who would like that also. So basically, that's my request. And I'm sorry we lost a good talk show host. I guess for security reasons, Art Bell can't say why he's leaving the air, but we'll miss him.
This is Tim Hendel. It's October 15th, and I just got back from a conference, so I may not be the first one reporting this. On the X-band 1630, I'm hearing what I think is KCJJ, that's Kilo Charlie Juliet Juliet from Iowa City, saying it's Eastern Iowa's most powerful station. I suspect they're running their 10 kilowatts even at night, because they're right now just about the loudest station on the X-band here in Alabama. Perhaps after they get into the swing of things, they will have to cut back at night like everybody else does.
Hello, DXers. This is TG the DJ from Sycamore, Illinois. Hey, have you heard that new station out there? KCJJ in Iowa City. Has anyone heard it? At 1630 on the expanded band. And they have a satellite format at night, and they play today's top 40, you know, rock and roll music. And by the way, Fred, where do those formats originate from? You know, such as one-on-one sports, you know, the nostalgia format, the oldies. Where do all those satellite formats programs originate from?
Hi, this is Audrey Levine from New York City, but I spent my weekend out at my mother's house in the Catskill Mountains, so I picked up a couple of interesting things. There's this one radio station that used to be WTSX, and its AM station was WDLC. The FM station has changed format to meet the AM. The AM had been oldies for a while, but the FM is now oldies, and they call themselves the Fox, and they're at 96.7 Port Jervis, New York. Also, I noticed there's another station in the area at 105.3, call letters WYCY. However, all weekend long, it was the Columbus Day weekend, there was no one there. So there was just one song after the other for all day Sunday, and no ID, no announcer, no commercials, just one song after the other. I'm still looking for air checks from Alaska and Hawaii, and if anyone has any Guam or anything like that, I'd love them too. My address is 451 East 14th Street, New York, New York, apartment 3A, 100. My phone number is 212-614-8764. Happy DXing. Thanks. Bye.
And to TJ the DJ. Well, those formats come from various companies, Jones Radio Networks, and I guess ABC has a service as well as Westwood One. Just about every major player in the broadcasting industry has some kind of distribution services. So to put them down all on a notation here on the DX Audio Service would be quite extensive. I guess Phil and I could look into that sometime and see who the major players are in that field. And those WGH jingles, aren't those great? In fact, let's do another one right now.
WGH Music Power.
Good stuff from 1970 WGH, which is located down in Norfolk, Virginia. And the actual city of license is Tidewater, but for all intents and purposes, it's Norfolk, Virginia. And those X-band stations, a lot of them have been rolling in. In fact, just about, I would say maybe a week ago, I was waiting for Connie at catechism class, and I was listening on the AM radio in my car. And the 1690 from Kalamazoo, Michigan was booming in, as well as the new X-band station from Eastern Iowa with the oldies. That was just absolutely phenomenal, the signal strength coming into West Central Ohio. So, good stuff.
What's on your mind? Do you have some comments to make? Call the DX Audio Service Action Line at 419-224-1609, 24 hours a day.
Let's check out what's happening at the Publication Center. The 1998 National Radio Club Convention tapes are out now, and they're available from the Publication Center. There are two tapes, around 4 hours of programs in a hard plastic case. On the tapes, you're going to find the business meeting. Two speakers at the convention talk about radio engineering and NASA communications in space. Also, a open forum moderated by Paul Swearingen. A interesting story about a microphone. The DX quiz warm-up and a tour of the DX Audio Service Studios, and a portion of the world-famous National Radio Club auction. Cost is $7.50 to National Radio Club DX Audio Service members in the United States. Non-members and those outside the U.S. should contact the Publication Center for prices. The convention tapes from the 1997 Delaware Convention are also available, as are any of the After Dark issues we've put out. And on our next edition, we should have details about a book that we're going to be putting out. In the past, we've done, of course, magazines like this one. We've done the After Dark editions. We've done convention tapes. But we've never done a complete book. And this is going to be our first stab at it, so to speak. Getting Started in Medium Wave DXing is all about different aspects of the DX hobby. And it includes things such as heterodynes, domestic DXing, international DXing, reception reports, Latin American names, how to write a reception port, call sign abbreviations, etc. And it's being read by a lot of different people that you know already. We have Mark Conley, who is going to feature some international stuff. But, of course, John Bowker will be with us. Mark Durenberger. We also have Bruce Conti and DX Audio Service member Tim Hendel. So, I hope you'll find that of some interest. Getting Started in Medium Wave DXing. We'll announce that on our next edition. And if you'd like to contact the Publication Center, it's real easy to do. Just contact Ken Chatterton, C-H-A-T-T-E-R-T-O-N, at the National Radio Club's Publication Center, Post Office Box 164, Mansville, New York, 13661 in the USA.
From the National Radio Club, this is the DX Audio Service.
Mark Durenberger here with another edition of what has to be the longest transcontinental road trip in modern history. As we motor west on Highway 50 from Chesapeake Bay in the east to the Golden Gate in the west. And we've been looking both north and south of Highway 50 to capture clear channel stations and the secondary stations on the clear channels. This month, we cross into Nevada, that portion of Highway 50 that is stark and at the same time extremely beautiful. It's known as the loneliest road in America. They're not kidding when they say you can drive 100 miles on this highway and not encounter a half a dozen cars. And you find less than that number of towns along the road. It's a lovely and lonely road, and you're grateful for the companionship of radio as you drive west. There are some solid signals to keep you company along the way, such as the one we left last month, KSL in Salt Lake City. But there's also the anticipation of new signals appearing just over the horizon. You leave signals behind, too, as you get farther and farther away from their towers. And here's an example as we look back over our shoulder. You may remember last time, KOAL in Price, Utah was doing quite well on 750. But from a lot farther west, it's a different story.
Heartland Radio, KOAL, 750 AM, Price, Utah.
We brought that one back, not to be repetitiously redundant, but to show you the power of the loop, because here we are in the middle of Nevada, pointing the loop away from Price, Utah, and toward northwestern Oregon. And by golly, look what happens on that same frequency.
Portland, Vancouver, Salem. News Radio 750. We're on it.
CBS News, this is David Jackson. There's rough weather trouble again. This time the target is Texas.
There's a spot along Highway 50 in western Nevada that is just dandy for a beverage antenna. Now, loyal listeners will wonder, what is this obsession we have with the beverage antenna? Certainly not an easy antenna to put out. It's, well, not too hard to deploy. You're just pulling a couple of thousand feet of wire off a spool, but recovering the wire is something else again. That's a lot of turns to crank in. However, the appeal of a beverage is that it's so unpredictable. Some nights it can be just gangbusters pulling in stations you never expected. We took the opportunity of that stop in western Nevada to point a beverage antenna directly toward the Pacific Northwest, with mixed results. But we were able to capture all of our target stations on the domestic 1A and 1B channels, even though they were several hundred miles away in Washington and Oregon. And lest you think a few hundred miles is a cakewalk when it comes to long-distance AM, remember we were fighting some mountain ranges here as well. The toughest one, as you can imagine, was the farthest one, Seattle.
Live team coverage, Seattle's top story.
Plus traffic and weather every 6 minutes on Seattle's morning news. It's time you woke up to
Como, News Talk 1000.
Seattle's news, traffic, and weather station.
Don't go away because I've got the question. Just stay put and I'll tell you what it is. It's 11 o'clock on KIRO Seattle.
CBS News, this is David Jackson. B.B. Rebozo is dead. He was a Florida banker and a friend of Richard Nixon.
Not too bad from that distance away for the propagation as it was when we captured those two Seattle stations. A beverage antenna is uniquely directional along the axis of the wire. And in fact, by terminating or connecting a resistor to ground on one end of the antenna, you can actually make it unidirectional or pretty much pointed in one direction like an arrow. We had to resort to that trick to make this antenna pretty much point northwest to reject KOMA in Oklahoma City in favor of KKSN in Portland. It worked pretty well.
This is Dan Armstrong, and this is Sunny 1520, KKSN, AM, Oregon City, Portland, the memory station.
NBC Radio News.
Five instructors at the Navy's Great Lakes Training Center in Illinois are accused of sexual misconduct.
Seemed pretty easy now that I look back on the efforts of early spring, but actually we were pretty lucky to be able to reject Oklahoma City as well as we did. And we got pretty lucky with the stations from Portland as well.
The guy was just wild. You should have seen him coming down Highway 30 there.
When news breaks, we take you there live.
He went around one lumber truck. I thought he'd had it, but he didn't.
He's going the distance.
I'm not sure what the state... police wanted them for, but they got them now.
Depend on us for air watch traffic mornings and afternoons. 1190 KEX.
1190 KEX.
This is the radio station you depend on for news, traffic, weather, and Portland Trailblazers basketball. 1190 KEX. Portland, Vancouver.
From ABC News.
Here's a great station builder from another Portland giant booming through the night.
Rather not listen to a windbag. Make the switch to Susan Fowder weekdays 10 a.m. to noon on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
The talk leader, Hot Talk 1080, Hot Talk 1080,
KOTK. It's 11 o'clock. CNN Radio News.
Great AM radio sounds. And if you were here last month, do you recognize a familiar voice?
KTA. Spokane.
What do you think? Same guy?
On Hot Talk 1080, KOTK.
Could be. Before we leave the Pacific Northwest, there's Eugene, Oregon to account for on 1120.
It's the Michael Reagan Show, coming up next, following the news on News Radio 1120, KPNW, Eugene, Springfield.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Tourists have been saved from pipe bomb explosions, and three people are under arrest in Orlando, Florida.
Well, before we strike the set and move west here in western Nevada, there's one more, 1090, where we expected to have to resolve a fight between Seattle and Rosarito, Mexico. But guess what? The station that was dominant, thanks to the use of the Kiowa Loop, was Bozeman, Montana.
1090. KBOZ Bozeman.
Good evening, I'm Joe.
Moving west toward Reno and the home of KKOH.
Folks, you are listening to the Ira Hansen Show here on News Radio 780 KOH. We're going to go on a short break. It's time for news. When we come back next hour, we're going to talk more about the economy.
News Radio 780 KKOH, Reno.
Boy, does that sound familiar. KKOH. Remember last month, KKOB. On we go through beautiful Lake Tahoe country, heading down into the Sacramento Valley, where we face two solid signals from Sacramento.
Crosstalk, weeknights from 6 to 7 on Sports 1140 KHTK.
This is Sports 1140 KHTK, Sacramento.
One-on-one.
Utah and San Antonio go to overtime. This is Steve.
This is the Associated Press Station of the Year.
The 50,000 watt voice of Chancellor Media.
This is News Talk 1530.
KFBK.
KFBK, Sacramento.
From ABC News, I'm Bob Hart.
And that is as far west as we go on Highway 50. We turn south on Interstate 5, heading for Southern California. But before we leave, here is an audio panorama, if you will, of most of the stations on the Clear Channel assignments in the San Francisco Bay Area, from 680 through 1190. And because I'm partial to the company I work for, we'll sneak in KCBS as well, even though 740 is really a Canadian Clear. Here we go, radio from the city by the bay.
No one covers the 49ers like KNBR 68.
7 days a week.
Got it on KNBR 68 San Francisco, the sports leader.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on KCBS All News 74.
Serving the Bay Area with all news all the time. KCBS, San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose. This is KCBS.
It's 10 o'clock.
CBS News, this is David Jackson. Car makers on the brink of...
Sean Nix is coming up, and until then, remember, it is always easier to ask for forgiveness than it is permission.
KGO, News Talk 810. If you're talking about it, we're talking about it. KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.
KGO, News Talk 810.
Joan Bennett. The House says no to a measure that would have ended a
firm...
KLOK 1170 AM San José, cubriendo San Francisco, Oakland y todo el norte de California. Es Radio Tricolor.
And we snuck this one in from just a little way out of town.
Detroit beat Oakland 6-3, handing the Athletics their second loss in a row. Oakland hosts the White Sox
KZIA,
tomorrow night.
1190 and 1640 for Leo.
It's the Army Christian Dedication Show with Hollywood.
Well, I think another hour is in order. 1-800-3-MOTAL is that phone number. I'm Sweet Willie Mitchell in for Hollywood.
And that, my dear brothers and sisters, is yet another edition of our Clear Channel Band Scan Road Trip. Because of time constraints, we didn't get every signal on every one of the 1A and 1B channels in this part of the country, but I think we covered most of them, and we'll pick up more in our next visit. We're turning off of Highway 50 for our final episode as we head south toward Southern California to capture the stations in the Los Angeles Basin and around Las Vegas, with maybe a surprise or two, courtesy of the beverage antenna. But that'll have to wait for our next visit. This is Mark Dernberger, temporarily parked in Minneapolis as we assemble all the audio from that wonderful spring road trip. Oh, and I was asked to give you an email address in case you have some comments, suggestions, or contributions. You can reach me at durenberger@teleportmn.com. That's D-U-R-E-N-B-E-R-G-E-R at teleportmn, one word, T-E-L-E-P-O-R-T-M-N.com. And I will try to answer all emails. Until we get together again, good listening, DXers.
Thank you very much, Mark. And now let's take a look at our DX change. Bill Swiger at 1 Casey Lane, Bridgeport, West Virginia, 26330, area code 304-842-4635. And coincidentally, it's the same source for information on the 1999 National Radio Club Convention, is offering 500-foot rolls of wire, stranded and insulated, number 10, number 12, and number 14. Great for beverage antennas. He's also looking for tube amplifiers and preamps by Dynaco and Heathkit. And these tubes, 6L6GA, 6CA7, EL34, 12AX7, and 6BQ5. And that's our DX change. If you have something to buy, sell, or trade, just drop it on a card or a letter and send it to me here at the DX Audio Service. And we'll put the listing here on the Audio Service and also in DX News Magazine. And just before we skedaddle out of here, a quick reminder that if you have a tape which is damaged in any way, perhaps it's by our fault, not copying right, or maybe the post office decides to do a tap dance on it, just send us the tape back. We will replace it at no charge to you within 48 hours of receipt. And if for some reason your DX Audio Service does not show up at your door and you are a subscriber, just send $1 for a replacement tape. And please do not send that dollar for back issues of the audio service. And, of course, it goes without saying, please do not send cash by email. That's it. That's all. There is no more. We'll see you in 30 days with more DX stuff. Get out there and support radio, friends. And now, John Bowker, a WNBC jingle.
A famous man said long ago that all the world's a stage. And every person has a part to play. Very few play well enough to entertain the rest. And radio is just the same, there's one that does it best. And when you find the great one, there you stay.